The best advice usually comes from someone who actually does this stuff for a living. That's the idea behind Pet Talk, also known as the Pensacola Expert Panel, weekdays at 9.
Good morning, this is Pet Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg.
Meg sits down with local business owners and professionals to talk real solutions, real experience, and real life questions. Pet Talk with Meg,
weekdays 9 to 11
on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, informative,
local,
dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Man, Andrew forces us to listen to good music in the morning. He has parameters on what bumper music comes in, and I don't disagree with any of it.
Well, you both have a very like Gen X, you know, dad rock sensibility. No shame in that, but you know,
God, that felt like a dig.
I guess it kind of was.
Yeah, it was. Hey,
okay, Jonathan, I'm going to yield the floor to you for this next segment because I feel like I've been dominating the conversation with my various Democratic grievances. So, talk to us about Santa Rosa County District 2, our neighbors to the east.
Well, you know, we were talking about the governor's race and how many folks were in that. There are six folks in the County Commissioner District 2 race, Santa Rosa County, not Escambia County, but Santa Rosa County. Jeff Ates, Brian Hosterman, he's inactive, withdrawn. Renee Johnmeyer, Erin Neiswanger, I think we just heard an ad for her on the radio a few minutes ago. Ronald Casper Pittman, Carrie Smith, who's the incumbent. Jeff Snow and John Williams, six people in a race for a county commission. Is it too easy
to run for office? Is the bar too low?
I don't know. It's interesting. Carrie has, you're talking about signs earlier.
Yeah.
Carrie's, I think, has got his own sign drama. Sign gate 2026 in Santa Rosa County going on over there as well.
What is the drama? Is it like typical right of way stuff?
Well, I think there's a couple of things going on.
Yeah.
I took my kids over to Milton. They have some friends that live over there, and everywhere I saw a Carrie Smith sign, there was a fire Carrie Smith sign nailed on a telephone pole up. So one, that's the illegal sign, right? You can't be posting signs on telephone poles. Illegal to a point of, you know, whatever is illegal, what kind of penalty is there for
whatever gets enforced?
Whatever gets enforced, yeah. Right? So there was the firecarrysmith.com, and then there was a Carrie Smith sign, and then I saw something else on social media where, you know, they were accusing Carrie Smith of, you know, messing with somebody else's signs. I'm like, oh, you know,
yeah.
It's not exclusive to Escambia County sign gate. But it's interesting that there's six people in Santa Rosa County. Something I like about Santa Rosa County, we were talking about this off air, is that everyone in Santa Rosa County can choose who their county commissioners are, even though you're not in that district. Like here, we're single member districts in Escambia County, so we choose whoever represents us. Only the people within that district. Well, in Santa Rosa County, everyone can vote for you. So I personally like that because it's not just the folks, you know, in that particular district, because the votes that county commissioners make affect the entire county. So therefore, I think the entire county should have a say whether you stay or go.
That's interesting to me because I think I feel the opposite, where it is people within that district who, you know, should decide who represents them specifically.
Well, they do, but you have to live in the district to represent the people within that district. You still get to vote, and you still represent. You have to live in that district to run in that district. But again, your vote affects everyone.
It's similar to like Congress, right? I mean, that's the, you know, we vote for CD1, but they vote on issues that impact the entire nation. What does your blank stare mean?
People in Nebraska can't vote for Jimmy Patronis, but
would you want them to? I mean, they can vote for president, right?
They can vote for president, right? But I don't see how that's even a parallel to this, because this is all politics are local, right? This is the most this affects us. The votes that Jimmy or, you know, a congressman from Nebraska or Seattle, does it make a difference? Because it's got to go from the House and it's got to go to the Senate and then it's got to go to the president to actually end up affecting us long term. But a vote locally here, mm-hmm. For local funding for, I don't know, a discretionary spend or support for nonprofits. This is something that affects you. Yeah. You know, those three votes affect everyone in Escambia County, whether you're in that district or not. I mean, funding for your particular organization is decided by three commissioners,
right.
Whether that's up or down, and that affects everyone across the county. So
would you be in favor of, you know, single member districts where, you know, the electorate votes for their district representative, but then a countywide election for administrator? This is a topic that has come up, which feels to me like splitting the difference between the two. Would you support that?
A countywide election for an administrator?
For the administrator.
No.
Yeah,
that's just like the item that's on the ballot right now in the primary, which I think it's in the wrong place for it to be, the appointed superintendent versus
yes.
elected superintendent here in Escambia County. I'm in favor of an appointed superintendent. Puts the responsibility on the school board members,
right.
to, you know, hire or fire the school board superintendent based on their performance, mm-hmm. of the schools and grades.
Likewise,
and,
yeah.
So I'm not in favor of having an elected administrator. I'd rather have an administrator.
I don't think I am either. I was just curious of how we could, you know, split the difference between the Santa Rosa County model and the Escambia County model.
And there's also the charter aspect of it here in Escambia
That's
County.
That's true, yes.
You know, do we want to go to a charter? But again, we were talking about this off air. If it's going to take three commissioners, maybe four, to make a change like that. So
right, to vote against their own self-interest.
Right, to vote against how they actually got into office. And I don't know that we're there.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll see that anytime in the near future. So, you know, just until we get a change of the board, I don't see us going the direction that like Santa Rosa County is, where the decisions made by the entire county.
Right. So let's go to traffic on the five. So PJ.
All right. Thank you. I-10 eastbound is flowing smooth once again. There's a lane shift around Highway 29 this morning, so use caution. Also, if you're on US 98 east and westbound through Gulf Breeze, that's looking good. The front gate of NAS Pensacola backed up to Interbay. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
So back to District 2 in Santa Rosa County. Six people running. District 2 comprises the city of Milton, which is can be a particularly cantankerous group of voters out there. Yeah, how do you think you think Kerry Smith will get reelected, or do you think there are enough people? The problem, of course, with such a wide field is that they all split the vote.
Right.
The anti-Kerry right. Smith vote is split five ways.
It will favor the incumbent,
of
right?
Of course,
when you have that many folks in the race. So I think Kerry Smith, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Because you have some that have been involved in politics previously. From a name recognition, John Meyer, her husband is involved with the recall effort for Recall Florida.
Oh, okay.
So he's pretty politically involved. That
okay.
last name, John Meyer's got some brand recognition, mm-hmm. beyond Renee running. And she has ran previously for something, for other things. Jeff Snow used to be a city council
yep.
person for the city of Milton. So he's got a constituency as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see who garners the most votes. And is there enough anti-Kerry Smith out there to unseat him? I don't know. Again, neither you nor I live there, but it's interesting to watch from across the pond here, I guess, to see what happens in Santa Rosa County. There is another county commission race going on, but it's essentially head-to-head. It's one challenger that's
District
Republican.
4.
District 4 yeah. against Ray Eddington. So, from a fundraising standpoint, they've raised both about the same amount of money. Again, the incumbent has the advantage, you know, plus 6 points typically.
Right.
He's already in the office and already had a constituency. People have voted for him. Is this challenger, Mr. Light, going to unseat him? I don't think so. I think Ray's pretty solid.
Yes. Yes. Agreed.
So Santa Rosa County, we've touched on Santa Rosa County. We've touched on City of Pensacola.
We've beat them
around the bush talking about Escambia County. So there are two races.
Yes.
Even number districts in Escambia County that are currently going on. You talked a little bit about Ashley's race
uh-huh.
for District 4 with Joe Vinson. And we also have Mike Kohler and
Glenn Dorsey
in District 2. And Mike had some, you know, controversy around his race when it first started, you know, a bump in social media of the thing, you know, out campaigning and something about a power pole or something like that in his truck. So now it's Ashley's turn to get some controversy based on, you know, the,
it's nice of them to share it. You don't want to shoulder that burden, all by yourself. I watched on in the background, the Kohler Dorsey, debate a couple of weeks ago. And, we were talking earlier about how the system sort of swallows you, right? Commissioner Kohler sort of came in as an outsider, a change maker. And I like Kohler, the handful of times I've talked to him. But it is interesting to see how once you're in the system, you realize what trade-offs you need to make. You realize what alliances you need to maintain. And it's been interesting watching the slow progression from Commissioner Kohler as changemaker to Commissioner Kohler as, you know, one of three.
Right.
And of course now Glenn Dorsey is the outsider, and on the carousel goes, right? Outsider versus insider. And obviously that's mirrored in the Vincent Hofberger race as well.
Yeah, I want to jump back to Milton for just a second. We got a text in here from someone. It says, as someone who lives and votes in Milton, I do not like the negative politics. I plan on voting for Kerry anyway, but the negative politics has made me even more certain that I would vote for him. Someone had the audacity during our fireworks show on the 4th of July to hire a plane and drag a banner that said "Fire Kerry Smith" on August 18th. Goodness. I'm afraid their plan backfired because I've heard more people say that they will support him now because someone was dumb enough to throw dirty politics in the middle of our 4th of July celebration, right? I mean, it's the 250th, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, take an opportunity for a large group of people, but man, sometimes that backfires on you, you know, and in this case, for this particular voter, for her perception, it's backfired.
So. Yeah.
We've got some other texts in here that I completely disagree with Santa Rosa's system for county commissioners. It's better. I want my commissioner to represent my area and not be worried about reprisals from the greater county.
There we go.
Interests might be voted against.
Agreed.
Also, one district may have a higher voter activity or number of registered voters and end up controlling the entire county commission. Their system sucks. So, hey, you know, again, another voter that lives in the district or lives in the county that experiences that form of representation. It's good to hear that because I haven't experienced it, right?
Sure. Neither have I.
You know, the grass is always greener on the other side. Or perception of that, hey, it would be better if it was this way because I'm frustrated with the way it is here. So,
but that's not the problem, right? We always seek to solve what can be solved, and we always look to what's different in another community or another city to see as, you know, something that can be done better. But it's the underlying corruption, right? It's the underlying nepotism. It's the underlying cravenness of the political process that is truly the problem. The way that we do things in Escambia County is perfect and would be great if every commissioner were, you know, dedicated to their district and to their voters rather than the special interest. And I say that as a special interest myself. You know, I receive both discretionary funding and community development block grant funding. And I'm sure we can get into that in a little bit. Do we need to go to break, PJ? Let's go to break. This is Jonathan Owens and Josh Newby filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, folks. This is your Congressman Jimmy Petronas. I'd like to think I'm a pretty nice guy, but right now, the truth is I'm not feeling so nice. In fact, I am madder than a hornet, and here's why. Social media is harming our children. Kids are being manipulated by AI chatbots. Some have encouraged kids to harm themselves. Others have even committed suicide. You think fentanyl is dangerous? Some of these AI programs are what I call digital fentanyl. They're designed to get our kids hooked. I'm Jimmy Petronas, and I am fighting to change our laws so big tech will pay the price for what they're allowing our kids to see and do. Big tech must not be allowed to hunt our kids online and hook them to this digital fentanyl. We must stop these monsters from hurting our kids, and with your help, we will. I'd be honored to have your vote this primary day, August the 18th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
You know, I'm always telling you about the greatness of Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. And, I mean, it's true. Look, when the market was really hot, they were selling over 200 homes a year. The market got more challenging. Rates changed. People's willingness, concerns about the economy. They were down to 175 homes a year, then 165 homes a year the following. But last year, back up. Same market, challenging for a lot of people. A lot of homes are not getting sold. Back up to 209 homes a year. That's four a week. That's crazy. And a lot of times they're selling homes that other realtors can't sell, who, you know, one, two, three, even five or six realtors can't sell a home, and they sell it. But why? It's just a passion for the details, learning how to get things right, how to stage a home, how to photograph it, how to list it, the price, the follow-up, how to do the open house. It's all kinds of little things. And then once you get offers, all the way through to closing, how? Through experience. Even silly stuff. Like in one case, I know she was saying that a home wasn't quite moving the way she thought it should, and they decided that they'd take the house that was kind of painted a coastal yellow inside, and they repainted it with a very neutral tone, sold immediately. So it's really having the experience to see what's the thing that might get in the way and overcoming or fixing that. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new MyECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download MyECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer at a beverage manufacturing plant, he starts his day knowing every line is ready to run. Because Grainger delivers the industrial-grade products he needs to keep mixers, conveyors, and packaging equipment moving. With Grainger's vast selection of bearings, belts, and motors, he keeps operations running smoothly, so nothing grinds to a halt. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Experience, training, and commitment matter. I'm Linda Sanborn, and I'm running for Santa Rosa County School Board District 1. I dedicated 35 years to teaching in public schools and earned a master's degree in education. I know what it takes for students to succeed. With grandchildren in local schools, I'm committed to providing the best education for all students. I would appreciate your vote for Linda Sanborn.
Paid for and approved by Linda Sanborn, Santa Rosa School Board District 1.
You ever look at your bank account and think, okay, that could be better?
Dave Ramsey, weeknights, 7 to 10, on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
There's that Gen X music, Jonathan.
Yeah. Us old guys.
You old guys.
So, speaking of old guys, I'm an old guy with kids, young kids, still in school. We are starting back to school this week, right?
Yeah,
school
Wednesday.
Started back this week. My kids started actually Monday. I think Pensacola Christian doesn't start till next week. So,
Public school started Wednesday.
Yeah, public school full-time started Wednesday. My kids started full-time Wednesday. So we had 2 days, Monday, Tuesday, half days. For my girls, and they're both at the same school now, which is great. I'm not doing the drop-off one here and drop-off one there,
yeah.
And, you know, trying to hurry to make sure no one's late.
That's nice.
But traffic hasn't been bad for me as far as, you know, delivering the kids to school. I am looking forward to see some PPD and sheriff's officers in school zones, though, to slow people down. It amazes me that people just blast through school zones.
Even my son goes to Cordova Park, which is like in the Cordova Park neighborhood, right? Surrounded by houses. So you would think that, you know, people would be even more cautious other than, you know, the kids. There's also people walking their dogs and people running and people living their lives in a neighborhood. And yeah, people blaze through. It's always baffled me.
You had referenced earlier about your son picking out signs, campaign signs.
Yes, yes. We have a Vote Joe Vinson sign in my front yard, and whenever we're driving anywhere, if there's other Vote Joe Vinson signs, which there are quite a bit along Scenic, for example, he'll point them out. You know, so I'm raising a civically engaged young man.
Oh, I am as well.
He asked me if he should vote for Joe Vinson. I said, well, you know, you can't vote, but you know, we're Democrats, so we'll find a way.
Oh, look at you, dead and the unavailable to vote.
Yeah.
You're going to find a way to get their votes counted twice or three times. One of the Joe Vinson signs on the way to school to deliver the kids, I saw is a Panhandle Slim. There's a Panhandle Slim version of a Joe Vinson sign,
awesome.
Which, you know, local skater back in the day from the Gen X, you were referencing Gen X, now, you know, pretty well known, nationally recognized artist that lives in, you know, South Georgia.
Yeah.
I always love seeing Panhandle Slim's artwork stuff come back home here in local politics. I think he's done a couple of other campaign people that were running their yard signs and things like that. But we were talking about our kids being engaged. My kids are forced to listen to 1620 every morning on the way.
Forced, Jonathan.
Yeah.
It's not their pleasure.
Well, you know.
For 4 hours, you sit them down.
No. Just for the 30 minutes it takes to get from my house to school, unless they talk me into playing a song. Dad, can we play this song? I want to hear this song.
Yeah.
So I'll give up McKay for some music. So, speaking of music, PJ, we're moving on.
This is Jonathan Owens and Josh Newby standing in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
I'm Roxanne Evans. Luigi Mangione is expected in federal court this morning where he could plead guilty in the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
Any sentence would be up to the judge in this case.
Fox's Chanley Painter outside the courthouse in New York. Serious concerns about poor living conditions aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln. It's been at sea for more than 250 days supporting operations against Iran. The USS George Washington now heading to the Middle East to replace it. In Ohio, Democrat Sherrod Brown leading Republican John Husted in the latest Fox News poll by an 8-point lead, with inflation being the defining issue.
Brown has more enthusiasm, with 97% of Democrats saying they'll vote for him. 87% of Republicans say they'll vote for Houston.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 81 degrees with partly cloudy skies. We'll get a full look at our forecast up in just a couple of minutes. Well, one person is dead after a shooting yesterday in Century at Showalter Park. Deputies say they arrived to find a person with gunshot wounds who was dead at that scene. A second victim later showed up at a hospital in Jay with a gunshot wound to the leg. Right now, there's no known suspect. An investigation is ongoing. Murder suspect in Walton County is now in custody after a couple of months evading capture. 38-year-old Isabel Johnson had an active warrant for the death of 43-year-old Jason Christopher Coulthard. His body was found buried in a grave in Freeport back in June. Investigators say five people have now been arrested in connection with that case, accused of helping Johnson hide, get supplies, or mislead deputies about her whereabouts. No other details on her capture have been released. An Escambia County woman has been indicted on a federal charge of transferring a firearm to a prohibited person. 31-year-old Roshane Harrison is accused of giving a Glock 9mm pistol to Marcellus Likely McWilliams III. The convicted felon who pleaded guilty earlier this month on drug and firearm charges. Harrison appeared in federal court for an arraignment, with a jury trial being set for September 8th. Well, the property tax referendum is undergoing a few changes. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer made some changes to the referendum's wording yesterday after a judge earlier this month ordered the changes to be made. The original title of the proposed amendment was Save Our Homes from Excessive Property Taxes. The new title is Increased Homestead Exemption, lower cap on increases in non-homesteaded property assessments. Uthmeyer also took out the part that promised property taxes would be fully eliminated in the future. He tells the Times-Herald the referendum could have been rolled out with greater transparency. Well, PPD had an unusual call on Wednesday. A pig got loose in East Pensacola Heights.
We got him into the back of a cruiser. He liked that a lot because it was air-conditioned, and found out that his name was Wilbert, and finally found out where he belonged, and that he just took a temporary, you know, that the little pig's supposed to stay at home, and this one did not, but we eventually got him back there. And when the officers got him back there, he didn't want to come out of the cruiser. It's not nice and air-conditioned back there. So he was lured out by some double-stuffed Oreo cookies, and he's back home, and everybody's happy.
And that is PPD spokesman Mike Wood, who says Wilbert was polite and cooperative throughout the entire ordeal. He said he did not give officers a hard time. Wilbert is now back home and reportedly doing well. Wood says this was the third pig that PPD has had to deal with in recent memory. It is 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with PJ, who's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. There is a vehicle crash 9 Mile Road at Rebel Road in Pensacola. They're saying there's a roadblock associated with that, so use caution. If you see anything else, 437-1620. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. 81 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies. Let's get a check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We're going to be seeing a hot day today with a heat advisory in place, high near 96 degrees, 20% chance of a stray shower, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Saturday, 40% chance of some pop-up showers and thunderstorms, high near 95 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Keeping a 40% chance of rain on your Sunday with a high near 94 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Your next news at 7, we've got breaking news. Anytime it happens, this is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Nintendo shares have popped 7% after it revealed sales of Pokemon Pokopia surpassed 5 million units in its flagship Switch 2 console. Nintendo has been grappling with rising memory prices, which forced the company to raise prices of its Switch 2 console earlier this year. Treasury yields rose this morning after the U.S. said its naval blockade of Iranian ports could continue indefinitely. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note rose 2 basis points to 4.661%. U.S. applications for unemployment benefits rose last week, but layoffs remain at historically healthy levels. The Labor Department reports that 209,000 people filed jobless claims last week, which is higher than the 205,000 forecasters had expected. Futures are currently mixed as the major indexes head for a winning week. Dow futures down by more than 100 points. Yesterday, the Dow gained 69, the NASDAQ up 214. That's Your Money Now.
That'll be $84.52.
Perfect. Grab the bags, honey.
Mom, why do you always check your phone before we pay?
I'm just claiming my cash back on the Upside app. Since we're getting the groceries here and we filled up the car on the way, I've already earned enough this morning to pay for that pizza night we're having Friday.
Wait, so the app pays for pizza?
Not exactly, but the cash I earn on stuff we need helps us pay for the stuff we want. It's just a little win for our family every week.
Get more out of your everyday. Upside is the free app that gets you cash back on routine purchases like gas, groceries, and dining out at more than 100,000 locations nationwide. No points, no rebates, just cash back straight to your wallet. Download the free Upside app and use promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus on your first purchase. That's promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus. Remember, use promo code ACT5.
Offers vary by user and location at participating merchants. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Kick back with the kids at the Pensacola Beach Gulfside Pavilion for another free Cinemas in the Sand Friday night. This week, enjoy the movie GOAT, beginning at sunset. Every Saturday morning, join in the Park Run, a free community event where you can walk, jog, run, volunteer, or spectate. The 5K begins at 7:30 at UWF's North Field. For more, see visitpensacola.com. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kohler, your District 2 Commissioner seeking re-election. As a retired Navy captain with 33 years of naval service, I'll continue fighting to preserve our communities, manage taxpayer dollars responsibly, and oppose wasteful spending. As your commissioner, you can continue to count on me to be a strong advocate for public safety. I respectfully request your vote. Please vote Mike Kohler on August 18th.
Paid for and approved political ad by Mike Kohler for County Commissioner, Republican District 2.
Hi, I'm Chris Roney, owner of Aeson Locks. I started Aeson Locks in Pensacola almost 30 years ago with a straightforward idea: to be the locksmith you'd want to call in a crisis. We'll always answer your call. Quote, honest, upfront prices, and do the job right. For locks and security rekeying at home or business, to new key fobs, Aeson Locks does it all. Licensed, bonded, insured, available 24/7, 365. Aeson Locks. Find out more, Google Aeson Locks, or visit aesonlocks.com.
Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
You're the co-chair of this political party.
But that excites the minions when they hear that. Oh, tax the millionaires.
Well, it sounds good, and then I get free stuff. Yay!
Yeah, but nothing is free, man.
That's when being somebody's an adult really is a challenge, huh?
MVR, weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you, PJ, for the millennial music.
As a Gen Xer, I can appreciate this music as well.
There we go.
Yeah.
Let's talk about property tax, local impact. Just a couple of facts and figures before we launch into our spirited debate.
Are you tired of talking about the politicians? You want to actually talk about some policy?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
So obviously, you know, if it goes through, it has a $150,000 homestead exemption cap, going up to $250,000 homestead exemption cap. There's other caps like is it commercial property or second homes goes to, from 10% down to 5%, projected to have a $5 billion impact statewide. In Escambia County, that translates to $58 million, or about 7% of the budget. I will just lay out my case briefly. I still believe, as a tax and spend liberal, I still do believe
as a recipient of tax dollars. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yes. Candidly, thank you, Jonathan. In full transparency, my agency, Council on Aging, does receive these dollars. So I believe in the good that government can do when it is operating at its best and when it's serving its constituents. I believe in social infrastructure. You know, we talk a lot about roads and bridges and cops and the infrastructure of the county. I'm someone who believes in the social infrastructure and taking care of our citizens and our humans, especially those who have paid into the system for their entire lives. But I digress. I know the Escambia County budget has grown in recent years. I think the population of the county has also grown in recent years.
But not at the same pace.
Not at the same pace.
The budget has grown.
And I worry that last thing I'll say, a $58 million cut is going to have an impact. And it's not only going to have an impact on the so-called slush funds that I know a lot of people would like to see eliminated. That is a drop in the bucket compared to what has to be cut here. So yes, if you vote for property tax reform, that slush fund will go away. But there are so many other things that are also going to go away.
Potentially.
That you take for – definitely. I mean, whether or not you feel those impacts is up for debate, but they are going to have to cut.
Yes, and you were referencing in the break about Broward County and you know that
right.
that they are planning preemptive cuts. Mm-hmm. I don't see that happening locally here at the Board of County Commissioners. For the last budget meeting that I was that I watched, there was talk about it, and you were just talking about, you know, infrastructure. Oh, yeah, it's public safety and infrastructure. Yeah, everybody talks about public safety and infrastructure, but do they actually spend the money on what they should on public safety and infrastructure, or do they spend them on the social programs? And it's easy for Republicans to say, okay, yeah, well, we've got to cut the slush funds, or we've got to cut the social programs so we can focus on the things that we really need to focus on, like public safety and infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Well, you have the opportunity to focus on public safety and infrastructure right now.
Sure.
And we don't. 10 years ago, at the time, county at the county commission. Wes Marino said we should spend $20 million a year, according to engineering, right, on resurfacing. And at the time, they spent $6 million. It may be up to $8 million now. It's still, even 10 years ago, we didn't spend the money that we should on basic public safety and infrastructure. So will this pass, Amendment 3 pass?
Public support has dropped for it.
It has dropped for it.
By about 10 percentage points.
At least from a polling standpoint.
Yep.
And we're going to bring somebody on later that talks about polling and the impacts of polling and, you know, push polls and things like that in our next segment or in the next hour. So we were talking about things on the ballot. Amendment 3 also on the ballot is going to be LOST here locally.
Very important.
And if there's an anti-tax sentiment from a Republican standpoint or even an NPA standpoint, because like, as you just said, as a tax and spend liberal, you don't know any Democrats that are up for cutting taxes, right? Because you like to use them for, you know, the social programs. So do I see the Amendment 3 passing? I think it does, even though publicly the support seems, according to polling and marketing, that the support's dropped. But we won't know until, you know, November whether it's going to make it or not. I still think the local representation should be focused on trying to figure out ways to prepare for it. And I just don't think locally we've done that very well at the county commission level. Now, has the city council talked about making cuts? Somewhat. Yeah. I think more so.
That's right.
And have been more focused on it. Because obviously their budget's smaller footprint, and they've got, you know, a lot of services that they provide to the city residences, so they've got to be mindful of that.
But I think the solution, and I don't disagree with you, Jonathan, about public safety and infrastructure. I would say the way to solve that deficit of spending on public safety and infrastructure is not to slash the budget by 7%. It's to elect people who prioritize public safety and infrastructure, right? You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater and completely kneecap the county's operations in some, you know, misguided attempt to make them tighten their belt. Elect different people, right?
Right.
And we've been talking about that all morning, and obviously that's easier said than done. But yeah, it strikes me as misguided, as putting the cart before the horse. And I mean, in Broward County, and I know Broward County is so completely different than Escambia County, but I have personal knowledge of that county. I mean, they've closed entire departments, you know, and the departments they have closed, which I'm sure 90% of this audience will agree with, is these social safety nets, social infrastructure, and that's easy to hate on from afar until you are the recipient, until, you know, your dad who's living alone and is handicapped and deaf is the recipient of these services.
Right.
Then all of a sudden you realize the importance of it. Let's go to traffic on the fives with PJ.
Still working that vehicle crash 9 Mile Road at Rebel Road in Pensacola. They're saying there's a roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives. Back to you.
As you said, though, the thing we do agree on is the local option sales tax, which I think has done a lot of good for this county.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the countless number of projects that were funded specifically by LOST. Mm-hmm. Something that's not on the ballot that I think is a resource, and this is probably not popular with some of the listeners, but it might be popular with a lot of them, is TDT.
Oh, sure.
Using TDT for public safety and infrastructure. The 5 cent passed, you know, a few years ago. I was supportive of using that 5 cent for public safety and infrastructure. If you're going to pass that along, don't just put it into the bucket with everything else from a marketing standpoint. Our growth here in Escambia County, I attribute to Visit Pensacola. Because what happens when you go on vacation? You know, if you're pay attention to politics or you're into real estate, both you and I are into both, right? You look at what the real estate market looks like.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're coming from, you know, a larger metro area and you come to visit Pensacola because you saw an ad on a train somewhere and, hey, let's go to the beach. You know, God knows we've got the kudos for how great our local beaches have been. And that from a marketing standpoint, that's great. People come to visit here and they're like, well, man, I think I could work remotely and be right here on the beach.
Yeah.
So we've had an influx, especially since COVID. So
you're in support of the TDT.
I'm in support of the TD, using the TDT for things other than marketing.
Okay.
Goodness knows, you know, everybody knows about Pensacola. We've had so much growth.
But that's because of the marketing, right?
From,
that doesn't
from
just
the
happen.
Marketing. Right. Yeah, it doesn't yeah. happen. But do you fall off the map once you're on the map?
I mean, I think
does everybody know about San Jose? I mean,
well, I think that, you know, I think when you are sharing a state with Disney World,
I don't think Disney has near the impact.
Really?
No, I mean,
well, okay, then when you're sharing a panhandle with 30A, I think that yes, I think a marketing spend is important, and I think it does fall off the map because of 30A.
I don't think so.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't think so.
We disagree.
I would rather see some of those TDT dollars used for public safety and infrastructure than just going into the bucket to, you know, market, you know, more people to come visit here. Let's not forget 47, that, and that, I hate using statistics or numbers like this, but Kohler referenced it in one of the budget meetings. 47% of our economy here is as a result of the military, and let's not forget that. It's not tourism. I mean, the largest economic driver in Escambia County and Santa Rosa County is the military impacts here. We lose the bases, or the
right.
base. The base turns into villages of the panhandle because, you know, it gets bracked.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very different Escambia County
yes.
than we do because the largest sales tax generator, and it may, I'm assuming it's still this, is car sales. Why? Because people come here, buy a car, and leave. Come here, buy a car, and leave.
Don't you think it's important then? Because, I mean, you know, God forbid, but at any given moment, we are just, you know, a short time away from being bracked. Don't you think it's important then to maintain tourism as a sort of safety net for the county's revenue?
Not necessarily.
Interesting.
Not necessarily. You go visit Colorado and you see the mountains.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of folks here live here and they never go to the beach.
Me.
Right.
You're looking at one.
So,
yeah.
So you never go and use that resource.
Right.
So it's not something you would necessarily experience. I live close to Perdido Key. Perdido Key is a very different beach than Pensacola Beach. Always has been. It's been, you know, the kind of the family, not the, you know, the place to go party where there's a senior frogs on the boardwalk and things like that. It's a different kind of beach. And I love it because
right.
we have both options, right? Escambia County has so many resources that the locals are here and can enjoy. Freshwater fishing, saltwater fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're proximity to so many great things. Now, Visit Pensacola has put us on the map mm-hmm. and told the whole entire country how great Pensacola is. And goodness knows, look at the airport. I mean, look at the expansions that's happening
yeah.
in the airport, the number of flights, you know, in and out of here. And I think it's great for us to have those things available to us. But remember, we're the folks that live here. It's not about bringing more people here. The local politicians and representation should focus on the folks that are already here. And to your point, the social infrastructure or social support system is not for the folks that are traveling
right.
from, you know, traveling here. It's for the people that live here. And I think the politicians should focus more on the people that actually live here more than the economic development side of it, and bringing more people here and bringing more businesses here and growing the population. Our Pensacola has changed a lot in the past 5 years, and I'm 53 years old. It's changed a lot in the 50 years that I've been here. I'm old, man. It just
couldn't be
puts me.
Me
in the Gen X world and my music.
Squarely in Gen
yeah.
X. All right. You are listening to Jonathan Owens and Josh Newby filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. We'll be right back.
4 years ago, Kerry Smith made three promises: roads before development, fair impact fees, and rewriting our land development code. He's kept every single one. Kerry steered $60 million in roadway capacity projects, breaking ground this summer. Kerry alone championed impact fees so new growth pays its fair share. Rewrote the land development code twice to protect our neighborhoods from flooding. Kerry continues to work with FDOT to four-lane Highway 90 through downtown Milton. Promises made, promises kept. Political advertisement paid for and approved by Kerry Smith, Republican for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 2.
When people imagine what would they do if they won a bunch of money, you know, you think about cars and houses and vacations. Nobody says, man, what I really want is a new roof for my house. But we're all adults. Those of us who own homes know that every once in a while, you've got to replace your roof. That's where Quality Roofing Solutions comes in. They know you don't want their service. Nobody really does. But if you've got any kind of a problem that needs repair or you need to replace or you're selling it and so the insurance company's like, you got to replace, okay, whatever the case may be, give them a call. Brian Ward started this company 20 years ago, and they've done 10,000 roofs since with a 4.9 rating on Google. That's crazy. Warranted for the lifetime for workmanship of the roof, which also is crazy. Nobody does that. Their goal, his goal, was just to be that local company you could count on who would do what they said they were going to do. I recently had a friend who listened to the show, and she decided to use them. They had several different people come in and do quotes. They weren't the cheapest. I mean, they were close, but they weren't the cheapest, and they weren't the most expensive, obviously. She decided to go with them because I talk about them, and she was satisfied. They did what they're supposed to do, which is what you want from a contractor, which is kind of their goal. Let's just be the reliable place people can count on, give a fair value for a good price, and talk to people like they're normal. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Did you know? Economic development is not about slogans. It is about outcomes. Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to recruit and support businesses that generate high-wage jobs, significant capital investment, and long-term tax base growth. That means stronger public services and a more competitive Escambia County without raising taxes. Learn more at FloridaWestEDA.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hello, I'm Colonel Eric W. Shorter, and I'm running for mayor. I'm a true son of Pensacola and a product of multiple generations of public servants. My goals are simple. Vertical economic initiatives, jobs, 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 affordability in housing, neighborhood revitalization, and education reformation. Citywide opportunity is possible, and I'm not guessing. Vote for the positive choice. Colonel Eric W. Shorter for mayor of Pensacola.
Paid and approved by Colonel Eric Shorter. Candidate for mayor of Pensacola.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola and the world.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative. Local. Dependable.
Good morning.
That's bumper music we can agree on.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I agree. We're both jamming out to that. This is Jonathan Owens and Josh Newby filling in from Andrew McKay this morning on News Radio 1620. We were chatting about lots of stuff this morning, but I wanted to cover a couple of texts that came in, which are, I think is funny. Comparing Pensacola to 30A is like comparing apples to bicycles. They're totally different markets and two totally different customers. So they didn't like your comparison.
Who says this? Call them out by name.
No, we're not calling people out by name. That's, okay. That's not something we should do.
I disagree. But okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Let's see. Hey, we got a compliment.
For me?
No.
Oh.
It doesn't matter, right, unless it's for you.
That's right.
Okay. You've been the most informative guest host all week.
Ooh. Take that,
I'll take
Todd
that.
Thompson.
So, and Walker Wilson and Colton Wright
and Jennifer Harrison.
You're right. Oh, man. Aww. Jennifer's in that group, too. I love her.
Yeah.
She's great. Let's see. Someone said, what about the 10,000 jobs Navy Federal brought to Pensacola in the last 20 years? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give that.
That doesn't just happen.
No,
you know, that took years of effort.
And there was a tremendous investment by Navy Federal here, just from an economic development standpoint, and also socially, infrastructure-wise. They bought the property, portion of OLF 8, and built a community resource that's available to everyone in Beulah, the portion of the park there where they built their Navy Federal.
Yeah.
They've got, tennis courts there.
And really activated Beulah.
Yeah.
I mean, you see apartment complexes and housing going up. Seems like every time you go out there. And I don't know what the underlying income base is for Navy Federal, but I have to assume that at this point it's in the hundreds of millions,
right,
you know, in the tax revenue from that. And yeah, that does not just happen. You know, we spent money on economic development to make that happen. Jonathan.
Well, I think it was happening before we spent money on economic development. They got some benefits of it because from a tax credit standpoint.
But sure,
I think
of course.
I think it was happening anyway. And why did it happen here? because of all the wonderful resources that we have here. And it wasn't the Navy Beulah that made that happen.
Yeah.
We got another text. Said Jonathan, Josh, a 4-hour rap just without Andrew. Maybe.
Yeah.
Opportunity for a show.
Better because of that, right?
We could call it what? Unwrapped.
Unwrapped.
Unwrapped in politics.
Yes, yes.
So, hey, you hear that for the
These
listeners
are some
out
great
there?
Compliments.
I'll take any kudos we can get. And we did not, queue these up for folks. These are coming in
having
on their own.
Having family members text us in.
Right. So we've covered a lot of topics from politicians to policy to taxes. We could talk about some national stuff too. Earlier I'd referenced
Fauci,
how fast things move through the news cycle, and the Fifth Amendment that was pled how many times? 111.
And I don't care, right? Pleaded 1,000 times,
right?
It's your constitutional right.
I'm familiar with pleading the Fifth. Once you start, you can't stop, because if you stop and start talking,
right,
then it's over. I would have loved to heard what he had to say, just from the
pure curiosity,
and entertainment standpoint. But it was everything within his right to do that.
Yes. We got to wrap it up.
Yep.
We're getting the wrap up next hour in just a few minutes. I'm very excited. We'll have some local folks from the Democrat side of the aisle talk to us about how things are operating here locally. And then a little bit later, we'll have it on the Republican side.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Cases in two high-profile murders back in court in two states. I'm Dave Anthony.